Please be advised that this presentation was recorded live on March 10th, 2020, and may not include information and data that factors in the COVID-19 global pandemic and its economic impacts.
Please help me welcome our office speaker. Deborah Stearns is an ODU alumna and senior vice president at Jones Lang LaSalle.
Good afternoon. This event has certainly changed since I presented the first office overview in 1995. It is a real honor to be with you today and a huge achievement of the E.V. Williams Center, the Harvey Lindsay School of Real Estate, and the Strome College of Business that this event remains relevant. Thank you, President Broderick, Dean Tanner, Sarah Russell Riggs, and the board of the Real Estate Center. If you talked with anybody about the 2020 General Assembly in Virginia, you probably heard it was a 180-degree change from the past. This is certainly analogous to the 2019 office market. You'll see on the screen that vacancy has continued to decline, 7.8% at year-end, on a market base of 53 million square feet. Absorption was just under 400,000 square feet, which is an average year based on the past 10 years' data. In 2010, market vacancy was 14.5%. After a decade of recession, the 757 is back and the market is strong. The top leases in 2019 were very impressive. These are all new deals, no renewal transactions reported. The two-carrier contract award to Huntington Ingalls, along with other contracts, is finally impacting the market. HII executed leases in December for almost 200,000 square feet at NetCenter. Adding in the lease at Fountain Way in City Center and 80,000 square feet leased in the new Brooks Crossing project, HII has leased almost 300,000 square feet in the past 18 months. LifeProtect 24/7 took down the 65,000 square foot building known as Commander Corporate Center, which had been vacant for several years. LifeProtect is indicative of a labor market that has attracted back office service centers, marketing operations, and call centers to the region for decades. Gather represents the trend in co-working. In addition to the Virginia Beach lease in 2019, Gather signed leases in 2018 in Norfolk and 2020 in Newport News, bringing their regional footprint to 90,000 square feet. And deal number five, Burns & McDonnell, is representative of a surge in growth by engineering firms who are supporting new construction and infrastructure projects in the region. Investment sales activity has been unprecedented in the past 2 years. After a decade of minimal external investment, 2018 and 2019 were a different story. As you see by the logos on the screen, external capital is back. Acme Equities from New York purchased the Lingerfeld portfolio of 22 properties for $183 million, or $138 a square foot. 116 Lakeview, a 400,000 square foot property, is 100% leased by the GSA, sold at $195 a foot. It was purchased by Easterly Government Properties, another new-to-market investor. Continuing this trend, Axonic Capital from New York joined Edge Hill Investments in the Interstate Corporate Center, 14 office buildings, 77% occupied at time of sale. And SF Partners of Miami purchased Twin Oaks 1 and 2 for $145 a square foot. These sales strongly illustrate the growth in rental rates and occupancy levels. The fifth largest investment in the market in 2019 reflects a continuing trend in purchases by owner-occupants. 240 Corporate Boulevard was acquired by Hampton Roads Connector Partners, who will share the building with the Virginia Department of Transportation while they execute the expansion of the Hampton Roads Bridge Tunnel. The HRBT project at $3.8 billion is among the top infrastructure projects in the entire country. Other owner-occupant purchases last year include InMotion Hosting buying 555 South Independence, Old Virginia Mortgage taking down 5040 Corporate Woods Drive, Novel Co-working buying 223 East City Hall Avenue, and the Bayport Credit Union purchase of 2 Bayport Way, which was a spec building that opened in 2019. These transactions reflect the current low interest rate environment and availability of financing again and capital for real estate. So let's talk about market trends. Co-working. This national phenomenon has received big headlines, mostly around WeWork, who is not in this market, but we do have 400,000 square feet of co-working options, along with the more traditional executive office suites. Gather is the largest operator in the 757, but Novel, Assembly, Percolator, Workplace, Regis, among others, provide a broader array of options to fill this very important space of a healthy market. Walkable, amenity-rich environments. From downtown Norfolk to Town Center, Virginia Beach, City Center at Oyster Point, Summit Point in Chesapeake, Peninsula Town Center, and Newtown in Williamsburg, the appeal of an urban market has returned. Scooters, Uber, entertainment, and lifestyle options have brought both millennials and baby boomers to these environments. In line with this trend and moving to new construction, Ferguson Enterprises is underway with a new building in City Center Oyster Point, a 260,000 square foot, $83 million headquarters to accommodate 1,600 employees. This brings the Class A square footage in City Center to just under 800,000 square feet. The newest spec building in the market is 555 Bel Air. 150,000 square feet of office space will deliver later this year, along with retail and multifamily product. Summit Point is comprised of 69 acres, anchored by the Dollar Tree headquarters and 2,000 Dollar Tree employees. It's changing Greenbrier and propelling growth in Chesapeake and the region. Why Not Italian announced they will launch the Biosciences Park in Virginia Beach with a 45,000 square foot property, providing space for their headquarters and space for medical and biosciences occupants. Land is being cleared in the Tech Center Research Park in Newport News. Tech Center is expanding the Oyster Point submarket through the extension of Hogan Road to Cannon Boulevard, combining traditional suburban office with town center amenities. And projects that are shovel-ready include options at Sabre Corporate Park in Lynn Haven, Town Center Virginia Beach, Rosemont Interstate Center. Many eyes are looking at 555 Bel Air to determine whether to put the shovel in the ground sooner or later. Disaster recovery. Only a week ago, most firms probably felt they had a reasonable disaster recovery plan. Today's a new reality. The impact of the coronavirus is unpredictable, but the assessment and preparation for this pandemic will result in better planning for business interruption. Questions such as, how long can you work from home? How big is your broadband capacity for home working? How do you accommodate client needs? Travel policies, and many others, are front and center. Interestingly, the counselors of real estate identified climate change as one of the top three risks for commercial real estate in 2020. The coronavirus may not be climate related, but both are issues impacting disaster recovery planning. To celebrate the 25th year of this market review, we were asked to identify the most transformational product during this time. I reached out to colleagues with this question, and the hands-down winner is Town Center, Virginia Beach. 800,000 square feet of office space, 250,000 square feet of retail, 835 residential units, 400 hotel rooms, the Sandler Center, the American Dream Theater, and the Taco Bell. Town Center Virginia Beach, situated on 25 acres, is a dynamic, transformational project. It set the stage for town center developments across the region. Wrapping up this segment is my forecast for 2021. Vacancy will continue to decline. I'm forecasting 7.5% at year-end after the opening of 555 Bel Air. Rent will continue to increase. My forecast is a 10% increase in average rents to break through to a $20 per square foot average rent by year end. Concessions are certainly diminishing. Northampton Roads, or the Peninsula market, has been slower to stabilize, but building on strong absorption in 2019, which exceeded Southampton Roads, I believe 2020 will be the turning point to move the Peninsula market to a more stabilized condition. And Norfolk Southern Tower. No longer the elephant in the room, the NS Tower is under contract. New tenants are coming to downtown Norfolk that will backfill this space and bring new energy and employees to downtown Norfolk. Thank you to the office professionals who shared their insights with me. Thank you to Michael Metzger at JLL for his help with this presentation. And thank you for each of you for coming this afternoon. On with the program.
Thank you, Deborah. They just couldn't get that pesky Taco Bell to cooperate.